Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. After this discussion of interest, there are certain points the ulama have written, very pertinent points with regard to the interest. Firstly, one very important point is that Allah Ta'ala says, يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الْرِبَى وَيُرْبِي الصَّدَقَاتِ and أَحَلَّ اللَّهُ الْبَيْعَ وَحَرَّمَ الْرِبَى. Allah has made riba, interest, haram, and Allah has made business halal. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi has written a wonderful write-up on this, that interest is basically you are giving money for money. You give 1,000 rand at 10% interest and you want 1,100 rand in return. Money itself does not fulfill anyone's needs. A person has, no matter how much money, he can't wear that money, he can't eat that money, he can't live in that money. Money in itself does not fulfill the needs of a person. On the other hand, business is such a thing that you give 100 rand and you buy so many kilos of rice for it. Rice will fulfill your need. You pay so much money and you buy a house. The house will fulfill your need of living in it. So business is halal and is mubarak, and there is great goodness, and the needs and necessities of people are fulfilled through business. So that is one thing. The other thing is Allah has made interest haram, and interest is which makes a person more lazy. A person has got lot of money, he doesn't do business and go into all the efforts which are required for business. And he doesn't face the risks also of business. He just gives his money and he gets more money in return. So he is boosting his money by making his money more. He is becoming richer, he is becoming more lazier, and he's not working. And at the same time, the few individuals' financial position becomes better, but the financial condition of the country is destroyed, and the masses of the country suffer when it is done on interest basis. If it is done on business basis, then the economy of the country grows, and the people's needs are fulfilled. And ordinary people also, when they do business, then they become wealthier, they become self-sufficient, etc. The other is that interest is a thing that by which one's wealth gets destroyed in actual fact. Yamhakullah riba. Allah destroys the wealth of a person who engages in interest. And on the other hand, a person opposite to this aspect of interest is sadaqah, giving charity. And one of the major things that of giving in the path of Allah, Islam has opposed interest. And Islam has encouraged very greatly giving loans to people. Whatever type of loans, in fact so much that more than giving charity is the reward of giving a loan to somebody. If somebody gives 1,000 rand in charity, sadaqah, he will get that reward. And if he gave a loan, then every day for the slack period that he gave that loan, he gets so much sawab of giving that amount in charity. So the reward in charity, in the loan, is much more. And if a person gave a loan to somebody for 1 year, 2 years, 5 years, the period expired and that person says, I'm still in difficulty, I can't pay your loan, give me extension. And he gives him whatever time extension. Now for every day he doesn't get the sawab of charity, but double the sawab of that charity. So in the end, this is the great beauty and wisdom of Islam. If you give a person money, then he's not worried about it. But when it's a loan, he's worried to pay it back. So he has to work. He can't just sit. He has to work to pay that loan back. And if you just pay his loan off, then that person is also free now, and he becomes also lazy and he takes it easy. So Islam has taught this great, great lesson. Another great point that is taught here is that in Islam, this interest which is totally haram, it is one of the very basic concepts of Islam. of Islam, we have our aqaid, the things that we have to believe in. Then we have our ibadat, all the ibadats that we do, roza, zakat, hajj, namaz, etc. Then there is muamalat, our business dealings, our financial matters. And the whole financial matters is based on interest being haram. And opposite to this, the capitalist system, their whole economy system is based on interest. And Islam's whole economy system is based on the interest being haram. Business being done, giving loans, helping out people, on that Islamic economic business is based. So on this, ulama have written that anyone who makes interest halal and takes it as halal, he goes out of the fold of Islam. This is a very basic concept in Islam, that interest is totally haram, and even just changing the names of it, which unfortunately today is so common, and it has come to this stage that the Western banks, the conventional banks as we know them, whether it's Standard Bank, FNB, whatever banks, all of them, openly now they have stated that we prepare the whole Islamic system. We just give it all Islamic names, Ijara, Mudarabat, all those names, and then we just get a mufti to sign it. We prefer a mufti who is accepted by the Muslims and he has got a following. If we don't get such a mufti, any other mufti also, and we pay them a big fat sum just to sign it that this is now Islamic and it is permissible. Whereas this is completely haram. It is just a different name. Just like with photography and saying that it isn't a photo, and we're just calling it another thing, an image or anything else. It doesn't change the reality that still the photo is photo and it is haram. Interest is haram. No matter how we change the names, it is still haram. And the very serious thing, any haram, not only interest, when a person makes it halal, if he changes the religion of Allah to make a haram halal or to make a halal haram, a person goes out of the fold of Islam. If a person takes interest, realizes it is haram and it is wrong, then if it is an Islamic state, it is the duty of the Islamic ruler to imprison that person until he makes tawbah. That person cannot be left freely. And the same rule applies in an Islamic state for a person who doesn't fulfill the faraiz of Islam. Like he doesn't make namaz, he doesn't keep roza. It is the duty of the Islamic ruler to imprison that person until he makes tawbah. And if that group has grown so strong and so powerful that he can't arrest them, then it is compulsory upon him to declare jihad upon those people. Though they calling themselves Muslims, but they involved in this interest, they regard it as haram, but they are still practicing it, or they regard namaz as farz, but they not making namaz, or any other major sin also. In an Islamic state, is the ruler's duty to imprison those people. Unfortunately, we got no concept of what an Islamic state is. We are born in a state when it is kuffar rule. We are living all the time under kuffar rule. And none of us take the trouble of reading up history and seeing in an Islamic state what was the Islamic environment, what was the frame of mind of the people, how was that rulership, what was the environment of that time. We got no idea. We are overtaken with the kuffar rulership, and we just feel, and we have taken it for granted, we are just slaves of the kuffar system, and that we can't do anything. A Muslim must always have that aspiration, al-jihadu madin ila yawmil qiyamah, that we want to establish an Islamic Khilafat. We want an Islamic rule that desire and jazba must be in every person. So any of these things in the Islamic State, it is not tolerated anything against Islam. Only Islamic system is allowed and tolerated, which generates in turn again a very healthy Islamic society. None of the negative things are there, like people are not making namaz, people are not keeping roza, people are making halal, haram, haram, halal, etc. That will not be tolerated in an Islamic system. Hazrat Jafar Sadiq Rahmatullah Ali says that Islam has made interest haram and has encouraged giving of loans very much. That give loans to people, help them out, and don't take interest. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that giving of charity, lillah, helping out somebody is virtuous, but giving loans is double the amount of reward. And when the time of that loan period expires and the person cannot pay back, then give him respite. And now when you give him respite, now you don't get just that amount of sawab of giving charity for every day, but now it is increased to double the amount. The reward is increased. So Allah make it that Islamic Khilafat, Islamic states come back to existence. But if not, how much we can individually live according to the Islamic way of life, we must live. We mustn't just accept the Western way of life, the kuffar way of life, and feel that we are under them and we just have to carry on as they want us to live. No, we should have that in us that we want to live a proper Islamic life. And how much it is possible for us, we must endeavor in that field and we must work in that direction. Our own private lives, our lives of our home, our matters amongst ourselves as Muslims, all in that we must have Islamic system, Islamic dates at least, Islamic dressing, all that, nobody is stopping us from that. We can have that, we must strive towards that. May Allah give us tawfiq and understand the proper Islamic system and live accordingly.